5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What is your scam? We talked about Gilbert Arenas, the former NBA player, bought his longtime girlfriend, whom he had four children with, a $400,000 engagement ring. They broke up 8 days later, so he got back together with her on the down low and then replaced her $400,000 ring with Folgers crystals. No, with a $10,000 fake ring.
Still, I mean, still more than she deserved if they broke up the engagement after a few days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't blame him, even though he's a complete head case idiot.
What is your scam? This text. For the last 14 years, I have talked my ex into me claiming our four kids, now ages 14 to 23, on my taxes and split the return. I put my taxes into the system, take a screenshot of the info of my return, and send it to him. Half of that is what he gets when I get the actual refund. But before submitting it, I go back into the system, change the info, and add the kids so I actually get 5 to 6 times more back than what he is aware of, and splits.
Yikes.
It ends up paying all of my support for every year I have paid. Clueless, dumbass moron, you're damn right I don't feel bad.
Wow.
Scam or crime?
Man, it feels like a crime.
This is a new game.
Of the law.
That's a crime.
Crime.
It's a crime, yeah.
Ugh.
But for some reason.
Is it because it's like relatable?
Well, I wouldn't do that. It is relatable,
right,
I mean, and I think that's why I'm saying I can see
in
why,
the case of
I can
having an ex.
See and, why you'd be like, I'm getting ripped off. I'm getting it back if I can. I get why you'd think that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what's happening to me, but I can see why that would cross your mind. Going through that whole experience made me much more aware of why people lose their mind the way they do.
Sure.
Not justifying it, but I understand how it happens. It's a lot. But still 14 years.
Yeah, that's... I want a dollar amount. I want to hear. I need to know.
I mean, it must be quite a bit.
And that's a lot of money.
I mean,
over 14 years?
Would they say 4 to 5 times what they would be getting back?
I mean, all of it, you know, I mean, everybody's support is different. So I don't know what that person is supposed to be paying in support, but if they're getting it all back, that's significant.
John joins us listening in New York on Wings 93. Hi, John. What is your scam?
Okay, so this isn't a scam I did, but back when I used to work at Target, we had this coupon scam lady. What this lady would do, and it's legal, I don't know if you can still do it now, this lady would buy like large quantity, like items that cost a lot, like say laundry detergent, it's like $15.
Okay.
She would bring in buy one, get one free coupon.
Yep.
And she would do this on several items throughout the store. She'd buy them, and then once she bought them, she would then just return them. And she would get full value back. So she would double her money back on a gift card.
How? So she'd return both of them. Oh, okay.
How would that work?
So what she could do, and normally you can't do it at the store you buy it at, she would then take it to like a different store and either continue to do the scam there and rack up a large quantity of the stuff and then return it to our store or a different store. So
wow.
Say she spent like $100 worth of stuff, but it really cost $200. She would then return it to a different store, and then she'd get the actual $200 back instead of only the $100.
Yeah.
Gosh. Jeez.
There was a time, and she came to our store. I was working customer service desk, and I refunded her probably at least $400 at one time, and she would do this multiple times a year.
Is that okay? Let's go. Scam or crime?
I don't think it's a crime.
Yes. I don't think it is either.
I don't even know if it's really a scam.
No, that's a problem with Target's receipt.
It's a loophole.
Yeah.
You're taking advantage of a loophole.
Sort of
that's
like,
not a scam.
Remember that couple from Michigan that found a Maryland lottery where if you bought the right number of tickets, you'd win?
Yeah.
And so it was just a flaw in their system. So they were traveling and buying those tickets over and over and over again until they discontinued the game. They weren't scamming anyone. It's the same idea.
Yeah, it's
thank you, John. That's
again,
a good one.
It's a loophole. They found the loophole.
Jeez.
Because she wasn't doing anything that was illegal.
Well, I mean, it might be, technically. I mean, if you're getting something from one price and returning it, and they're giving you back twice the money that what you paid for it unknowingly, you know, I mean, that she knows she's stealing. She's getting money that she didn't put in.
They're just buying it back from her.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
That's stealing.
I don't think it is.
But it is.
No, because stealing would be you walk into the store, you leave with something without paying for it.
She's leaving with more than she went in with. That's stealing.
Everybody leaves with more than they went in with.
If you go...
When they buy things,
when
maybe.
When they buy things.
Yeah.
If you
I'm
walk
not necessarily
in,
on Outwig's side, but that did not help.
If you walk in with $100 and leave with $200, you've taken that from somebody.
Unless you got a job.
But it's
right.
Not...
Her That's, job was
no,
returns.
Stealing.
No.
It is.
No.
Carter, what did you used to do? What was your scam?
Okay, it wasn't mine, but a couple of friends of mine, they worked at a major chain that everybody's got in every county. If you use your imagination, you figure it out. So a couple of them worked there, and one of them developed this scheme. So every time somebody bought something like a TV or a PlayStation, you know, whatever, like $500, $600, $700, whatever the tie dollar things in the store. If the customer paid with cash, they'd print a gift receipt and keep it. And the customer got their receipt, they got their product, and they take that gift receipt go home. And when they're not working, they come back to their other friend that works at the store and pick up a TV off the shelf, take it to the counter, and hand them the gift receipt. And the money would come out of the register, and the TV would go right back on the shelf or get inventory. It would never leave the inventory.
Wow!
And the money was all in the register.
Yeah, so they would, I mean, it's completely a scam you could get away with until somebody comes back and actually tries to return something.
Yes.
No, because they still have their original receipt. There was no proof that there was also a gift receipt. They still have
And they
their
have
receipt.
A TV.
So like
that's
the gift
a good point.
So, but the gift receipt barcode isn't the same barcode that's on the other receipt. Isn't it just a duplicate that doesn't have the info on it?
Yeah, but barcodes aren't that, like, I don't think they're that complicated that it would say, you know, it says what the product is. And it was a cash sale. So
this
there
is
was
probably
no,
in okay. an era where if you bought three things at a store and you returned one, they'd highlight that one.
Yeah.
So you couldn't return it again.
All right.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's wild.
With the cash sale, like they still have the gift receipt and the original truthful customer still has their receipt. We're talking 25 years ago. So yeah, there's probably the store figured out
I bet they did.
The scam.
I'm sure. Yeah. For a while.
Okay. Carter.
But it went on for a couple years.
Carter, is that stealing or a scam?
It's probably both. It's probably, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer or whatever.
Neither are we.
Something like racketeering
in your heart,
or something. I don't know what. Like,
in your heart, was that stealing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm
looking for. Of course.
None of us are lawyers. Thank you, Carter. I like you. It's like, I'm not a lawyer. No, you're a politician, though.
It's definitely. Pretty heavy stealing.
Dang. There are so many calls and texts. We may come back.
Yeah, can we just keep doing this
Steve
all day?
Steve was like, do we have a lot of people that are committing scams and crimes? I'm like, all of them. All of them.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.